Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's been forever since we have got to chat with Lisa. Lisa Ling is one of my all-time favorite reporters. She's traveled this world. She's dove into subjects other people won't touch. And she's just... An amazing life well lived. Like, this is the kind of reporting we need to see more of. Like, people just jump into stuff and go live it. Not everything is super serious, but you know, her sister, two of her sisters, Laura and Yuna, were both sentenced to 12 years in a North Korean labor camp for coming into the country and getting caught trying to film. I mean, we're talking about like the fearless nature of letting these women like going out and really reporting in the world, really doing something, like getting out in the middle of it, not just the errant girl who's like, get her to Miami, the hurricane's coming, yeah, have her stand in the wind, you know. It's like, it's actual stuff.
Born August 30th in Sacramento, California, she started her television career while still in her teens as co-host of a nationally syndicated teen magazine show. By age 18, she had made the jump to television news, becoming Channel One's youngest reporter, with assignments taking her to the Middle East. In 1999, she joined The View, leaving 3 years later to return to international reporting. You've seen her CNN series, This Is Life, and now she's hosting a six-part HBO docuseries that chronicles the cultural contributions and unique lives of the people and families behind America's Asian food culture, titled, Take Out with Lisa Ling. Please welcome, Lisa Ling.
It has been way too long, Lisa Ling. How are you?
I have missed you, Johnny Dare.
I have missed
you. So great to hear your voice.
You too, my friend. That's everything is good. You're good. Everything is good in your world.
Yeah,
good.
Everything's good. I mean, I've been working a lot, but I'm so excited about the things that I've been working on. So yes, everything's good. How are you?
I'm good. I just got back off a trip. Finally, got to travel again. Got to hit Amsterdam and Berlin, and then Barcelona, which was the first time I'd been to Barcelona, and it is just. I'm kicking myself for not going sooner.
Oh, that is so great! How is the environment out there? Like, were you really cautious about COVID?
Oh, sure. No. I've got all my vaccinations and my booster, and then my nostrils have been touched, probed, poked. In 2 weeks, I had 7 COVID tests.
I know. I've come to really enjoy them because
Yeah.
I just want to be safe.
Well, now I got to the point where I was starting to fight my personal urges. Like, no, this time when I get it, I'm going to try to not let my eyes water. This time I'm not going to gag when she pokes the back of my uvula with that goddamn swab. It was, you know.
Yeah, make a game out of it.
It's the price you pay, and I'm happy to pay it. I don't care. What do I care? I just want to go travel.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So you get back out. They've been shooting this show, and this is not as intense as some of the stuff you've done, but I think it's a great idea. The idea that, you know, what happens when you're an immigrant and you come to this country? You've got some options, but a lot of the times is you want to bring something that nobody else has. And a lot of times that's simply food. That's your ability to bring recipes that are not known everywhere, something that you specialize in, something that you're known for, and that's how you make your mark in this world.
Well, it's true. And in my case, in my own family, my grandparents came to America with advanced degrees. I mean, my grandfather had an MBA that he got in an American university, and my grandmother had a degree from England. But when they immigrated here in the late 40s, no one would hire them because they were Chinese. And so they ended up just doing odd jobs and eventually saving up enough money to open a Chinese restaurant. And that really is the story for so many immigrants. They come here, and they might not speak English. They might have difficulty finding other jobs, and so they work hard to open these restaurants. And in some ways, they become this pathway to the American dream. And these days, there are more Chinese restaurants in America than McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Wendy's combined. And these days, you're likely to find sushi or Vietnamese food or
sure.
food or even like Nepali food in some small towns. They're so ubiquitous, but yet we don't really know the stories of many of the restaurants that we have in our own communities.
The craziest thing, I've lived and used the same Chinese restaurant for so many years now in my house that I've watched two generations grow up. I remember when the kids that are running it now were little children, little bitty kids, couldn't see over the countertop, and now they're grown. I remember seeing them as teenagers, seeing them now as adults, and now their parents have barely worked there anymore, and they're running it. This restaurant, it's multi-generational, and they held on through the pandemic when other things, the whole shopping center was dying, that they took the grocery store out. I've watched this location, and so it's been very important to me to make sure I always patronize them.
I love that story, Johnny, and it's so true. You know, I mean, the stories of these incredible, entrepreneurs and immigrants are so powerful. I mean, the resilience, despite in some cases dealing
sure.
with, you know, intense struggle and discrimination. But, you know, these episodes, they're fun, they're inspiring, and they're just delicious.
Yeah, of course. That is, isn't it funny? Because, I mean, and again, Chinese food has always been, and Asian food has always been my go-to. We go to New York for Thanksgiving, and there's no Thanksgiving meal. It's always Chinese food. Christmas Day,
exactly.
Of course, you know, it's part of our lives. And it is funny. It's Americanized Chinese food mostly that we like, right? Because I have friends who've lived in, you know, Guangdong and in industrial parts of China, and they're like, that's just, you know, that is to Chinese food what Taco Bell is to Mexican food. Like, it's, you know, it's...
Well, Johnny, here's a funny story. So working on this series was the first time I ever had chop suey or egg foo young, because they're not
right. Yeah.
Chinese dishes. They're Americanized dishes
sure.
that, you know, Chinese people made in order to appeal to their non-Chinese clientele.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of our tastes have come from this great melting pot. That's how we learned about Italian food and Chinese food and you know, of course, street tacos. And you could just go on and on about all the things we love to eat. But sometimes you're right. We don't stop to think about the story behind, the families behind, the want to come to this beautiful country and become part of it and how hard you have to work. But and how many times it does work. I mean, there's some great stories.
That's right, Johnny. I mean, when I was growing up here, I never had a day of Asian American history, despite the contributions Asians played in this country. And so when you don't have a frame of reference for an entire community's inclusion, right, it becomes so easy to overlook a community. And over the last couple of years, as you know, as everybody knows,
sure.
attacks on Asian people have increased like 300% about something that none of us have had anything to do with. When you don't understand a community, it just becomes really easy to just overlook it. And
sure.
so I hope people will watch this to have fun, but also to walk away with a little bit more knowledge of you know the restaurants and the stories that are in your hometown.
Well, and honestly, you think about culturally, I think that it is not a cultural thing to complain if you're Asian Chinese, to be loud, to be the proverbial squeaky wheel. So yeah, I think American history tends to overlook contributions because it is a very quiet, very reserved culture. I think it's not in that in the nature to speak up many times.
Well, yes, I mean culturally, it's a culture that kind of keeps its head down and works hard.
Yes.
So you know, I think that's why the last couple of years have just been so tragic. But again, when you look at Asian American history, you know, when you actually do some digging,
yeah,
the scapegoating of this community has been going on for a very long time. It's actually nothing new, but now it's time, you know, Johnny. It's time that we get a chance to just tell our stories through the food that most Americans have really come to love.
That's right. No, that's right. It's the most simple way to their heart, right, to their stomach.
Absolutely.
And we just need to stop being afraid of our differences and. it's a whole discussion, Lisa, and you know I love you so much, and I wish we had a million hours, because, you know, we live in a world now that screams for diversity, and I'm all for it. But then that same world tells you don't ask about your differences, and I'm like, or don't talk about it. I'm like, talk about it, man. It's super interesting. It's not offensive. If you have a question about somebody else's world and how they live and where they're from and why it is the way it is, ask the question. And you, I would say, anybody being asked that question, don't play the game of now I'm offended because you spoke out about my differences. We're all different, and we should enjoy them.
And that's why I think we're in the position we are today with so much division. It's because we're not taking the time to really know each other,
right,
to know our fellow Americans.
Right, right. And no, I find that our differences to be the best part of us. I think it's the stuff that's it's the most enjoyable part of us. Because the other parts, our hearts, our need to have healthy children, clean water, a strong military, safe walk to school, to work, we're all exactly the same in that fashion.
And we all want the same thing.
Yeah.
We absolutely all want the same thing, no matter where we're from, where our roots are, you know, and our socioeconomic situation. We
right.
all want the same thing.
Right. I love you. I'm so happy to hear your voice, and I hate that they cut these things down to 10 minutes or so. You know, you're...
Well, let's do a longer one soon, Johnny.
All you have to do is ask, and it is always great. I cannot wait to spend more time. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever you would like to do.
That'd be awesome, and thank you so much for always having me.
The great Lisa Ling, man. Don't forget to watch this, guys. Take Out with Lisa Ling this Thursday, HBO Max. Hold on, stay there, hold on. I really wish they didn't cut these things down, because her stories are great. And it's so hard for us to try to get your point across, like why it's fun. It is, you know, I think it's, at first I was like, why is she doing this thing with food? But you realize sometimes you got to take it to that level so other people can be okay with it.
Yeah.
Hey man, don't be mad at Asian people who at all. Like, okay, let's start with the most basic. You like their food. You know, that's the old joke, right? You're like, oh, he's a complex man, likes the Mexican food, doesn't like the people. Mm-hmm. You're like, start with that. It's all pretty similar. Look, they're feeding you. Take that part. Now let's enjoy it from there. Now let's hear their stories.
How'd you get here? What inspired you?
When did we shift from, and this is, don't bother sending me a crappy text, because there's cynicism rules the day now, but I'm a huge fan of any story of somebody who immigrates here, and they make a life for themselves, and yes, pay your taxes, yes, become part of the system, yes, 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 yes. But all of those things aside, like, how do we not still lift that up and go, that's the American way, that's mm-hmm. the American dream? It doesn't matter where you're from. If you're from a trailer park in West Virginia, and I see you become a Harvard professor, I feel the same joy for you as I do a guy from Pakistan who comes here and opens up any kind of a restaurant or a store or a business or an engineering firm. I don't care if you're successful, because you willed it, because you pulled yourself up, because you got here and you put your nose to the grindstone, and you just went to work every goddamn day, and all your family said, this is what we're going to do, and you sacrificed vacations and family time and fun time and summers and all this stuff to nonstop work 60, 80 hours a week, I'm a fan, because I think that's how we got to the good spot, and we shouldn't lose that. That's the good part, right? That's what made us super powerful.
Yep.
That's the greatness in this country. And again, I don't know a lot. I've traveled a bit. I know that people are all the same. I can promise you that. If I give you any piece of truth at all, anybody listening, everyone's the same. Everybody wants to be in love. Everybody wants to be wanted. Everybody wants to be fed. They want to live in a clean house. They want clean water. They want their kids to be more than they were. They want to be safe at night. That's it.
Everyone's healthy.
It's amazingly similar no matter where you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.